نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of all kings, the Master of all masters, and we send salat and salam, salutations upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidul Rusul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, and Surah Al-Baqarah commenced with, what does Surah Al-Baqarah start with? Yeah. And then, what does Allah mention? Not on the thing. What's the meaning? What's he talking about? Allah mentions, Allah starts and commences Surah Al-Baqarah by making mention of the muttaqeen, that the Quran is a means of guidance for those who have taqwa, who have awareness, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain sifat and qualities of the muttaqeen. Who can tell me some qualities of the muttaqeen? MashaAllah, yeah, they have firm belief in the unseen. Anything else? You guys is daydreaming, what? Ibrahim? You've been coming for the last few weeks, huh? Some qualities of the muttaqeen that Allah mentions in Surah Baqarah. They are punctual on their salah. One more, come on. Nope. They give zakat. They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala financially as well. And the iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala akhir is very strong. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the disbelievers. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a third category, which is, who's the third category? Munafiqun, yeah, the hypocrites, who outwardly show their believers, but inwardly they don't have iman. So we already mentioned about them and what is nifaq, hypocrisy. Sometimes you have nifaq hakiki, the real hypocrisy, that a person is a kafir from inside. Another type of nifaq is that a person, he believes in Allah, but outwardly he follows his nafs, he follows his desires. So he has iman, but his iman is weak. So iman demands that a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this person is following his nafs. So this is a type of hypocrisy, that you're saying la ilaha illallah. You say you believe in Allah. You say Allah is your master. I believe in Allah's commands. But when it comes to practice, you're following your nafs. You're following shaitan. Another type of nifaq is riya, that an action which was supposed to be done for Allah, you do it for someone else or any other motive. So today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these munafiqeen yukhadi'un Allah wal-ladhina amanu. They make an attempt to deceive Allah. No one can deceive Allah. But they are attempting to deceive Allah. And they think they can deceive Allah by saying, no, we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're believers. And inwardly, they have kufr and disbelief hidden inside. They think they can hide it from Allah. But nothing can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lamu khayatil a'yuni wa tukhfi sudur. Those things that you look at which are inappropriate, which are impermissible, that you think no one knows, you're glancing here and there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that. And even the thoughts which cross your minds and your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything. Yeah, you can deceive your parents, you can deceive your teachers, your friends, you can deceive everyone, you can even deceive yourself. But you can't deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, يخادعون الله, meaning they show one thing and whilst they conceal the opposite. And والذين آمنوا, they deceive the believers, and believers are humans, so it is possible for a person to believe, deceive the believers. Even the Sahaba, they were the greatest of people after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But even they can be fooled and deceived as well. Now, how did these people deceive the believers? Obviously, they were lying to them. And other forms of this is that they would act pious. You know, they perform actions and do good actions in the apparent to show that they are people of Iman. They would use Islamic language. Yeah? They say, Wallahi, and they talk about the Quran, talk about the name of Allah, and you know, Alhamdulillah, all these kind of things that the you know, Muslim lingo they would use. Number three, they would participate in some religious actions. You know, the Muslims are doing something, so they would just participate inside as well. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that deceiving, they're trying to deceive Allah, they're deceiving the believers. But وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. In reality, they are not deceiving anyone except themselves. They're not causing harm to Allah. No one can harm Allah. They're not causing harm to the believers. Rather, they are causing harm to themselves. That they are cutting themselves off from guidance and hidayah even more. The more they think that they are deceiving people, they are actually deceiving themselves. They are furthering their own selves from hidayah and from guidance. And they are falling deeper into spiritual blindness. The more a sin a person commits, the more the darkness and spiritual darkness in his heart, it grows stronger and stronger and stronger. So like I mentioned before, that this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the real hypocrites. But this can apply to the believers as well. And we need to take lessons for our own lives as well. That, am I true in my iman? Am I true in my faith? That when I say the kalima, do I actually live in accordance to the kalima? Do I have these traits of the munafiqin in my life? That, you know, am I actually that pious? You know, what I show to people? I come to the masjid, I perform namaz. But is my salah and my namaz actually deserves to be called namaz? You know, people think, oh, okay, you know, mashallah, he's so young and he's coming to the masjid, he, you know, he prays with jama'ah and stuff. But in salah, what am I thinking about? You know, how much devotion do I have? How much concentration do I have? Do I actually want to come to salah? Or is it just because my parents are forcing me? Or because if I don't come, I get told off? Yeah? Is my ikhlas and sincerity actually there or not? You know, even we use Islamic language. Yeah, we sneeze, we say Alhamdulillah, yeah, we say Bismillah and things. Is it because you actually want to? You want to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah? Is just because everyone else does it? And you know, if you don't do it, you're going to say Bismillah, or you sneeze. Why didn't you say Alhamdulillah? Yeah? And when there's religious acts taking place, that do I actually want to participate, or is it because everyone else is doing it? So I'll just join in. Yeah? So the crux of all of this is that we need to have sincerity and ikhlas. Any action that we do, we need to have ikhlas. And we mentioned last week as well, or the last dars, that when it comes to ikhlas, a person needs to check his intention when? How many times do you check your intention? 3 times one? Well, 3 times once. One, when? Yeah, before doing the action, that why am I going to do this action? This action that you're going to do, no, why am I doing it? So we're doing it for Allah, and then? In the middle, why is you're carrying out that action? So you might have started an action, sincerity, but then you see that, you know, someone's looking, or someone, you know, you hear someone make a comment, oh, mashallah. And then now your intention can change, shaitan can change your intention. So renew your intention whilst you're doing the action as well. And finally, at the end as well, maintain that sincerity. Don't let shaitan waste that action of yours that you did with sincerity by you showing off to people, by you telling other people. Especially nowadays, because it's the era of social media, everyone wants to. What does everyone do? Go on their phone and social media, they show everyone. Yeah, on Snapchat, Instagram, you know, people going for Umrah, they're doing tawaf, and rather than focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just taking selfies and showing everyone, look, mashallah, I'm doing tawaf. They won't even be reading Quran, but they'll hold the Quran and tell someone, let's take a photo. You know, they read, you know, I'm reading the Quran, I'm making dua, take a photo. So we're just doing all of these actions in order to show other people. So these actions hold no weight in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An action will only hold weight in a person's scale of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, day of judgment, when that action, number one, is done in accordance to the sunnah, and number two, it has sincerity. The more sincerity a person has, the more heavy that action will be on the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that they don't even realize that they're deceiving themselves, that they don't even realize that the harm they are causing is to their own self. Meaning, you know, the hypocrisy, it becomes second nature. When a person doesn't assess his intention, person doesn't look after his heart, or he doesn't focus on what he's doing, and he has the wrong intention, then if a person is not careful, this will become second nature. That whatever he does for the wrong reason. So these munafiqeen, whatever action they did, it was full of hypocrisy. So we as well as believers, if we're not careful about our intention, if we get in the habit of doing actions to show other people, then every action of ours will just be, you know, just for name and fame, just to show people. And when will a person realize that when there's no one looking, there's no one to impress, that do we do that action or not? The scholars, they say that that salah that you perform on your own when no one is looking, there should be no difference between that salah and that salah that you pray in the masjid in front of people. If there is a difference between the way you perform salah in front of people, or you know, you're the imam, and then how you perform the salah then, and when you're, you know, praying by yourself and you're reading proper fast, and you know, you're not reading properly, and that shows there's lack of sincerity. Yeah? So there shouldn't be a difference in the actions that you do on your own and the action that you do in front of people. And the scholars, they mentioned over here as well that when a person, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person lives a life of negligence, then this causes a spiritual veil on his heart. His senses become blind. And a person doesn't even realize, you know, what he's doing and the effect of his actions. And sometimes a person can fall prey and be deceived by his own nafs as well. That he thinks that he's really religious, or he thinks that he's doing a good action, but he doesn't realize that that action that he's doing, he's, because of not having the right intention, not, that action will hold no weight on the day of Qiyamah. And the scholars, they mentioned that the sign of a mukhlis, the sign of a person who has sincerity, is that he hides his good actions. There's a famous poem, he said, هَلْ لَكَ سِرٌ عِنَّ اللَّهِ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَكَ أَنْتَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Anyone heard it? It's a famous nasheed. هَلْ لَكَ سِرٌ عِنَّ اللَّهِ. The poet, he says, that do you have any secrets with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? بَيْنَكَ أَنْتَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. That only between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one knows about. هَلْ لَكَ صَدَقَاتٌ تَخْفَى لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Do you have some sort of charity and sadaqah that you gave and that no one knows about? It goes on and on. Because it is these actions may look small, but they will benefit a person on the day of Qiyamah. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, Sheikh Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullahi, one of the two. It is mentioned, you know, he was very great alim. After he passed away, someone saw him in a dream and said that, you know, what happened? You know, how did you fare? What actions benefited you? What made you successful? So he said that the only thing that benefited me, or those actions which made me successful, you know, after I passed away, were those few rakats which I would perform in the middle of the night and no one knew about. Yeah. Those actions which a person does, you know, the tahajjud salah which a person prays in his home, on his own, that no one knows about, those are the actions which will benefit a person. This is why tahajjud has a lot of reward. Yeah, because that tahajjud, you're doing it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, it's difficult for a person to wake up, and then for a person to do that action only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one's looking, it makes a person excel spiritually as well. So we won't go on to the next verse today, but I mentioned this last time as well, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that riya and showing off and having the wrong intention, this can creep into a person, just how an ant creeps into a place. Just an ant walking, you know, if an ant was to come, a person wouldn't even notice how silently it walks, how quietly it walks. So similarly, a riya and ostentation can creep into a person's heart without him knowing. So the sahabi, he asked that, you know, how can we save ourselves? So Rasulullah ﷺ, he advised that pray this dua in the morning and evening. Ya Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Anyone know the dua? Pray. Allahumma inni. you're praying the fifth kalima. Yeah? But the actual dua, just that, the first bit. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika wa ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Even if you just pray that 3 times, morning and evening, inshallah, this will save a person from hypocrisy. It will save a person from riya and showing off. And what does it mean? That, oh Allah, I seek your refuge, that I ascribe partners to you in the condition that I know and in the condition that I don't know as well. Because showing off, doing an action for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also a form of shirk, minor shirk. So major shirk is that a person? What's major shirk? Makes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in a God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes dua, he prays, does ibadah for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's major shirk, a person become a kafir. But minor shirk is that a person, he has iman, but that action which was supposed to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does for some other wrong motive, some wrong intention. This is minor shirk. So inshallah, if a person gets in the habit of praying this dua morning and evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from riya as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what has been mentioned. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam bina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmeen.